Here's the word for today.
From Vision 180 magazine.
To help you live different every day.
Holiness unto the Lord. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 21. Holiness should always be unto the Lord. Anytime we make it unto men, it's wrong and misguided because it's just pride and pretense. Jesus condemned the Pharisees not for their acts of piety, but because they performed them to impress others. Not only did they live by a long list of religious do's and don'ts, they also kept a scorecard on others who didn't live up to their list and denounced them for it. Some of us grew up in homes and churches where this happened, and when the word holiness is mentioned, we squirm and think of grim faces and pointed fingers of accusation. That's not Bible holiness. That's legalism. God hates it and the Bible condemns it. To understand what true holiness is, think of the word contamination. It's one of every hospital's greatest concerns. It's why doctors in an operating room insist that their surgical instruments be constantly sterilized, caps, gowns, and gloves worn, and the environment in the room maintained at a temperature where germs can't live. Are you getting the picture? Now adjust the lens a little bit, and you'll see the spiritual application. True holiness does not isolate you from the world. It insulates you from its contamination. Paul corrected the Corinthian church for their approach to the communion table. In eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others. And one is hungry, and another is drunk. So, Paul addresses their spiritually sloppy, anything-goes attitude. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many have died. What's the answer? Holiness unto the Lord.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
See more at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.